Well, I have a little message this morning. I feel like the Lord has given us to go along with the day. Doesn't always do that, but today's Mother's Day. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? And thank God for our mothers. The Lord has made a marvel when He made a mother. I still don't understand it all, but it's something God has done. He puts in the heart of mothers. I was thinking about in King Solomon's day, there were two women that both had little babies. One of their little babies died soon after it was born. And these two ladies lived in a house by themselves. And the lady whose child died went over and traded in the night for the other baby. And in the morning, the lady looked at her situation and she realized what had happened. This isn't my child that had died. But how could you prove such a thing? But God had put in King Solomon's heart great wisdom. And so they went before Solomon and they told Solomon the situation. She says, this is her baby. And I say, it's not. It's my baby. Hers died. You know what? I want to read a few verses that he said in 1 Kings 3:23. It says, then said the king, the one saith, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other saith, nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two and give half to the one and half to the other. That ought to be fair, hadn't it? Or is it? Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, oh, my lord, give her the living child and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. Do you know why King Solomon knew she was the mother? Her bowels yearned upon her child. And she would rather see it given to someone else than see it harmed. God put in the heart of a mother something that is undeniable. And it's also awesome in the extreme. It's an amazing thing to see how mothers live with their little children. They can take up all their time. They can cost them tears. They can cost them sleep. But I want to tell you, if something happens to that little child, they're going to be there. They'll give their life for that child many times. That's the heart of a mother. God put it in there. How did He do that? Because He created us, didn't He? And He put something within that heart that yearns for its children. And so this morning, a mother has characteristics that are so, I don't know how to say it. I put telling, but so amazing. The characteristics of a mother, aren't they? Not only do they carry and birth the child, but her heart yearns on the child. Her heart loves the child. Have you ever seen, I've seen this plenty of times, have you ever seen when there wasn't quite enough of a dish? Mom just don't want any more. It's okay, I've had enough. I don't want any more. You know why, don't you? Not because she wouldn't like to have some more. But there's these little children here that she wants to make sure they have plenty. That's the heart of a mother, isn't it? The heart of a mother loves. It loves, it always loves. Everybody else can be against someone. They can go to prison and do time and all kinds of things. But I want to tell you, the heart of that mother, there's something God put in there that she's still crying. She's still praying. She's still longing. That's the heart of a mother. Now, I know in our world today, things are so messed up. People are on all kinds of things and drugs and drink and it messes them up. But I want to tell you, God made it to where it works, and it works wonderful. You can see it in nature. You can see the heart of that bore that little child or baby or whatever, little lamb or whatever it is. I want to tell you, there's something in the heart of a mother that God put there. No one can pray. I believe this. To a large degree. I know Dad can too. But there's no one that can outpray and carry a greater burden for their children than the mother. I have seen the tears. I have seen the crying, the weeping, the fasting, the pleading, the talking, the begging. I've seen that in mothers. Isn't that beautiful this morning? God put it in there. And it's such a blessing to us. And so this morning, I'm just thinking about that thought that Solomon saw, and he knew what was in the heart of a mother. We'll command that this child be cut right in two. We'll just cut it down the middle. Oh no, the mother's never going to let that happen. It was so evident, wasn't it? You know, this morning, the Lord has that for you and me too. Do you know that in John, the 19th chapter, we see Jesus here. I believe he was hanging on the cross there. And he saw his mother there. And it says, verse 26, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved. Now he loved them all, but this disciple wrote over and over how Jesus loved him several times. You know what? He felt it very personal. That was John. It was John writing this. You know, he was writing about the disciple whom Jesus loved. And he saith unto his mother, Jesus said to his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. You know, Jesus was bonded, I believe, strongly with his mother. And I believe he wanted to see her taken care of. And I think he also saw that she would watch after John a little bit too. This morning, there's a relationship that God puts into the heart that really can hardly be explained. And so I want to quote a scripture in Galatians 4 and 26. And it says this, but Jerusalem, Jerusalem which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. And this morning I just want to whet our appetite. Folks, I want to tell you something. There's something about God's church, something about His people, something about the kingdom of God that yearns upon souls. Do you know that the scriptures tell us that when Zion travailed, she brought forth children? And you know, after she brings forth children, she loves them. And I want to encourage us this morning. I don't know how your relationships are with your mother or whether she's still alive even. Mine died a long time ago, 20 years ago, almost exactly. But I'll tell you, I still remember my mother. I remember her love for me. I remember many things. But there's something that God put in His body that wants to, I'm not going to say replace, but I am going to say if your mother isn't there, it replaces it. It does. I will say that this morning. There's a love. in the body of Christ. This scripture that I quoted in Galatians 4, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free. The scriptures tell us, we know there's a literal Jerusalem, but I want to tell you, there's a city of God from above that is free. And it's the mother of us all. And in that city of God, the church of God, the new Jerusalem, is the heart of God. And I want to encourage us today, come and let it be for you too. I will tell you, I found this place. I found this little part of the city of God, this little congregation here, just a little part of the city of God. I want to tell you, I found it to be that way. I found that kind of yearning. I found that kind of love. I found that kind of desire. Now, I will tell you something. I've had to forgive a few things. You ever had to forgive anything? And you've probably had to, too. But I want to tell you something. We love each other around here. There's a love that God puts in the heart. And I wasn't necessarily going to mention this, but I have to. Folks, when the Lord called me to the place I'm in right now, I want to tell you, that was one of the most amazing things of my life. Because He put in my heart a love for everyone. There isn't any member, there isn't any that sit here or that ever has sat here that God did not put a strong love in my heart for. And I want to tell you, we sometimes, that love may be tested, but I want to tell you, it's real. The love of a mother cries out for her children. That's what the church does for you and me. And I want to invite us all this morning. I want to invite us to let the Lord be that in our lives. Now, we can be estranged from one another. We ourselves can do that. But I want to tell you something. God wants a family to be a family. God wants this group right here, this little body of Christ, this church, if you will, this gathering of people that are saved. He wants it to be something that we allow ourselves to become a part of. We allow it to minister to us. That we ourselves allow God to get a hold of the inside of our heart and put that love in us that we can minister to others too. There's nothing like it. We raised a family. And I want to tell you, the world is a cold and a hard place many times, in case you haven't figured it out. But I want to tell you, there's nothing like coming home, is there? There's nothing like coming home and putting your feet up on the chair and just sinking into it and feeling the rest that comes from the hard day. Do you know this morning God wants that for you and me? And I want to encourage us today, let nothing cause us to be parted from that. Because I want to assure you of something. In the hearts of these people is love. In the hearts of these people is desire. In the hearts of these people are yearning. Now, is there anybody that will be cross and carry? Sure. In every group, I promise you, you will be hurt. And Jesus told us too, didn't He? He said, well, there will be offenses. But He also said, woe to those by whom the offense cometh. But I want to tell you something this morning. Oh, there's a place that the Lord made. He made the woman to have the heart for a children. And so they have them. And then He made it possible. He put a man in the mix and made it possible for us to have homes, didn't He? That can be and should be one of the greatest blessings we ever experience in life. Thank the Lord for it this morning. Oh, I want to tell you, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth children. You know, people are on all walks of life. Some have just gotten saved. Some have been saved a long, long time. And they're able to nurture and help others. Let's count it of our highest joys and our highest privileges that the blessings that the Lord has among the people of God is something that we can live off, that we can feed from. The Lord gave that to us. Is that okay? You know, Psalm 87 and 5, it says, "And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her." All this morning, that whole Psalm 87, I was going to read the whole thing maybe, but I'll just read that verse. You know, this and that man was born in her. Do you know that in this body of Christ and in this family of God, and there's so many names to describe it and to title it, in the midst of all of that, we are born here. We don't come and put our name on a list, do we? We don't come and sign up, "Hey, I want to be a member here." We're born into it, aren't we? This and that man was born there. I want to tell you, there's something wonderful about the kingdom of God. And the Lord wants us to know. He said, I believe this was to Nicodemus. He said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again." All this morning, you must be born again. It don't work to just come and join. Then we don't have anything to join. But birth, brought into the kingdom, brought into the family, ah, that's the way it works, isn't it? So this morning, let's join our part. The Church of God is a family, has a mother's heart. I want to ask you something. In a family, now a lot of y'all, all y'all come from some kind of a family or something, didn't you? You know what? Did it always just run smooth as can be? Did it? I'd say not. Probably not. There's misunderstandings, isn't there? There's troubles. There's heartaches. There's things we have to bear together. And God plans for all of that to make us better and closer to Him. And all this morning, I want to invite you to be part of it today. There's a song called God's Family. I want to read it. I want to soak up these words because I love the words of this song. It says, "We're part of the family that's been born again. Part of the family whose love knows no end." I've found that to be so. I've experienced that. I've loved that. I've enjoyed that. We're part of a family whose love knows no end. For Jesus has saved us and made us His own. Now we're part of the family that's on its way home. And sometimes we laugh together. Sometimes we cry. Sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs. Sometimes we dream together of how it will be when we all get to heaven, God's family. When a brother needs sorrow, we all feel his pain. When a brother meets sorrow, we all feel his grief. When he's passed through the valley, we all feel relief. Together in sunshine, together in rain, together in victory through his precious name. And though some go before us, we'll all meet again just inside that city as we enter in. There'll be no more parting. With Jesus, we'll be together forever, God's family. And sometimes we laugh together and sometimes we cry. Sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs. Sometimes we dream together of how it will be when we all get to heaven. When we all get to heaven, God's family. God's family. And so I don't have a long message today. But I have an invitation to us. Let's be part of the family. Let's don't let the things that hinder families hinder us. Because, folks, they will be there. We will have great misunderstandings at times. We will have strong disagreements at times. But I want to tell you, Jesus knew that. And that's why he said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. You know, that's one of the main things that separates out the people of God. Oh, we believe in holiness. We believe in the truths of God's Word. But I want to tell you something. It's the love of God that draws people. It's the love of God that keeps us together, isn't it, this morning? Let's enjoy it to the full. Let's don't let her any hurt or misunderstanding keep us from it. If we get a little offended, let's be like little children. Didn't Jesus give us that illustration several times? Let's be like little children and just forgive and go on. Is it possible? Among God's children, it is. The things that would keep us from it, let's don't let them keep us from it. We have a very special privilege this morning. Oh, don't we have a privilege this morning to have a mother whose heart is touched by all the things that happen in our life. We might feel like we're an island. We might feel like we're alone. But I want to tell you something. There's people praying for you. There's people praying for me. I know there is. And I take great consolation in that. When I get a little text before Sunday morning service, somebody says, praying for you today. You know what that means to me? I know that prayer is a great and effective tool. Folks, mothers use it all the time, don't they? Godly mothers do. And this morning, I want to encourage us. Oh, God, help us to allow the blessing into our life. In Psalm 144, he talks about a little bit about family. He says that our sons... I'll read that. Psalm 144 and 11. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. Do you know that God has gracious things desired into our lives? He wants our sons to be grown up as plants in their youth, and that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. You know, I don't think he's talking about being some kind of beauty queen necessarily. He's talking about grace and elegance and grandeur in the Lord. And he says here, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people. And I want to emphasize this verse. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. So I want to end with that verse. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. You know, I just want to invite us, folks. There's so many reasons why we wouldn't allow this into our lives. But let's allow it into our life. In fact, let's press for it. I found in a home, in spite of all the desires of your heart, sometimes it gets tough, doesn't it? Sometimes it's not always easy. Let's remember that's the way it is in every walk. It's the way it is on the job. It's the way it is in the church. It's the way it is everywhere. But I want to tell you something. When we press for it and find it and receive it, there are multitudes of blessings from that. And so this morning, the Lord bless us each one. Open our hearts and realize, I've got a mother. In fact, I'm part of a family. In fact, I can just kind of let my guard down a little bit because I know what's in the hearts of these people. I believe that this morning. I believe that. So the Lord bless each one of us today. And cause this Mother's Day to be a day of thanksgiving to your mother. Thanksgiving for the blessings that we have. Thanksgiving for family. Thanksgiving for the church. The Lord bless us today. Oh Lord, let it be so. Let our lives be such that we come back home and put our feet up and this is home. We come back home and we enjoy it. We allow ourselves to enjoy it. God will give it to us if we will. You pray for me.